I really do think that radicalism and really philosophical thinking is very much part of Mary Shelley's genetic makeup. I think it's completely fair to say that. And it's fair to say it, not least because Mary Shelley herself said it on more than one occasion in her life. Very famously, when she revised Frankenstein after its first publication, it's reissued in a standard novel series in 1833. And the introduction that she writes for that version begins with her contemplating this incredible heritage that she has and saying, you know, it's not singular, it's completely to have been expected that somebody like me, even at the age of 18, would have written a novel like this. How could I not have done? Because I had these two intellectual giants as parents. Mary Wollstonecraft was her mother, the great feminist philosopher, and her father was a political philosopher, radical dissenter, very influential thinker called William Godwin. So it was, I mean, the household she was brought up in, even though Mary Shelley mother died when she was just a few days old, the legacies of her parents lived on. They affected her, the way that she was educated, the kind of education that she had, which was not a formal education at school. She had very little by way of formal schooling, but nonetheless she grew up in this incredibly well-networked, deeply intellectual, philosophical household. And even though her mother was not a major part of her, physical presence in her life, she was a great intellectual presence for her, and Mary Shelley reread her mother's works throughout her lifetime.